You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California's tourism industry has been booming in recent years, including record-level spending in 2024. But last year threw a wrench into all of that growth amid ongoing trade wars, tariff disputes, and uncertainty at the federal level, all of which led to a drop in international visitation and spending. And the biggest hit has come from California's largest out-of-country market, Canadians. But this year is also a big one for the Golden State, from hosting major sporting events like the Super Bowl and World Cup to ever-present attractions like Disneyland, Lake Tahoe, Redwood Forest. The list goes on and on. So what is the travel forecast for 2026? Joining us now is Angie Pappas from Visit California, the state's tourism site. Welcome back to Insight, Angie.
Thanks for having me, Vicky. It's good to be here.
So just as a primer, how is Visit California connected to the state?
So we are the state's Travel and Tourism Commission. We are a public-private partnership, but we sit as a private nonprofit entity, and we are funded by an ecosystem of tourism businesses that benefit from visitors coming to California.
So ultimately, who is Visit California's boss? Who is this association accountable to?
So we're accountable to about 18,000 tourism businesses across California. We're governed by a board of directors that represent those businesses. So those attractions you mentioned, hotels, rental cars, retailers, restaurants, all of those types of businesses that welcome visitors to their doors.
Yeah, the variety of doors that exist when it comes to tourism, because California is often touted as like the number one like travel destination state in the country. So how big of a role does travel spending play in California's overall economy?
Tourism is a massive cornerstone of California's economy. We saw about $157 billion in travel spending in 2024. We'll have the 2025 numbers a little bit later in the spring. But it's a massive industry. It's supporting about 1.2 million jobs, and it's California's top international export.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. We had Visit California on last year about the challenges with the change with the Trump administration and trade wars, ultimately having ripple effects to impact tourism in California. When Visit California joined us last May, the association had projected the first year-over-year decline in visitation since the pandemic. And this is after a record-setting year in 2024. So did that end up coming true? I know y'all are still number-crunching 2025, but do you have a preliminary look at what last year looked like?
We have some indicators that paint a picture for us. So we were able to revise that forecast in the late fall, and we revised that very slightly upward. So we're definitely, the mantra is flat as the new up, certainly. So those numbers improved a bit from what we talked about last in May, but still looking at pretty modest growth, primarily driven by the domestic market that's accounting for the gap in international visitation, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the drop in international tourism was pretty steep. I think Canada was a more than 20% drop in travel spending or visitation.
Yeah, we're still expecting that did come to fruition despite our best efforts. I think that we were able to do a lot in that market, however, including sending a contingent, a delegation of California destination CEOs and attraction CEOs to Canada in November to really shore up relations. There have been a lot of marketing meets diplomacy efforts that have been happening since the spring to shore some of that up. But we do expect Canada to be down about 18% to 19%, depending on if you're looking at visitation or spending. But we did see a lot of success in the campaigns that we've run in the market. We saw some thawing of media interest. There was an essential blackout of media coverage about U.S. destinations. So some of the things that we were doing in market to activate there really did drive a lot of interest and generate a lot of media coverage as well.
I mean, that blackout, I mean, that's pretty severe. And now I understand why Visit California launched a California Loves Canada campaign to try and thaw that out. Has the state ever experienced something like this? A blackout of that, of not having like U.S. or California destinations in a country?
I mean, the issue with Canada and with other international markets isn't a California specific issue. We never want to make it just about California. If anything, we like to talk about how California is seen by a lot of these destinations as different from maybe the rest of the U.S. in a lot of ways. We're definitely seen as a more welcoming, inclusive destination where travelers can come and feel safe. So we really are trying to underscore those messages with all of our international markets. And they all have different ebbs and flows. I mean, Canada, the rhetoric and geopolitical issues that were happening with the U.S. and Canada and some of that back and forth, that was very pronounced. But there are a lot of economic pressures as well, including the conversion rate. Currency conversion rate for Canada is not working in our favor. And a lot of Canadians just chose to stay home last year.
Mm. And international spending typically is higher than domestic spending, correct? Domestic tourism?
For California, no. It's sizable, but it is not. It is a smaller portion of our overall travel spending. But that is the, you know, when we're out talking about California, marketing California, we're talking to people who live outside of California primarily. Even though even Californians are driving a lot of travel spending within the state because there's so much to explore here.
Yeah, there's so much to explore in California. Given that Visit California is a public-private partnership, what kind of support have you received from state government? Any extra funding to help weather this?
Not necessarily, but that is how we're designed, is to be industry guided, industry funded, and that is our charter. I think that in the past crises like COVID, when there was a massive decline in revenue to these businesses, there was a little bit of support there. But we're well supported by the industry, and they really want to guide how the investments are made and where we're marketing but we work very closely with the governor's office of business and economic development and with the governor's office and other state agencies along the way that have a vested interest in making sure that the experience is good for visitors when they come to California. Mm-hmm. Like, we work very closely with Caltrans and the Department of Transportation on making sure that our roads are open, going up to ski destinations in the mountains. And those sorts of partnerships are really important.
Given that you're beholden to California's travel industry, what has the feedback been from your members this past year?
It's been very positive and very, I think, strongly in support of continuity of messaging and working together as an industry. These are businesses that are competing against one another. We talk about being a coalition of competitors. And I think more than maybe any time in our organization's history, we're seeing that, you know, be put to the test in these kinds of crisis situations or these abnormal, you know, environments. I think businesses are really feeling the pressure, the economic pressure that we all are in our personal lives as well. And there's lots of reasons and competing factors. So they're really seeing the benefits of coming together as an industry to promote all of California, to promote our destinations in ways that, you know, rising tides lift all boats.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Angie Pappas with Visit California about the state of tourism and what 2026 could bring. In the last couple minutes that we have, let's get to the fun stuff. It's going to be a big year for California sports-wise. Of course, the Super Bowl fast approaching. It's going to be in Santa Clara at Levi Stadium next month. There will be multiple World Cup games this summer as well. And of course, preparations being made for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. What is Visit California's role in all of this?
Well, we have an amazing opportunity to really leverage and take advantage of the world's eyes on California for these mega events, we call them. It is unparalleled, especially when you're talking about things like the World Cup or even the Super Bowl. The number of eyeballs that will be on California, we really will be a postcard to the world. So we're doing everything we can to increase the halo effect of that, talk to people coming in for games, making sure that they know and understand how they can explore beyond the locations of the games and build out trips across California when they're here enjoying that. We really look at it more so from the lens of a broadcast opportunity as well, looking at talking to directly as much as possible to all those consumers in market to be inspired to come and visit California. So we're not necessarily in the business of selling tickets to the games, although we're very pleased and excited to see those hotel rooms fill up around the venues and the businesses doing amazing business during those events. But we want to see those events pay dividends for years to come.
Finally, you know, a lot of this can often be cost prohibitive for many Californians. Of course, cost of living, it just keeps going up and up and up. What is Visit California's role in making travel, enjoying the state that we call home, accessible and affordable?
That's a huge aspect of what we talk about all the time as an organization. We want to promote not just the ticketed experiences that people, know about really well. I mean, we're promoting those also, but we want to promote those ticketless kinds of things that people can do across the state that don't cost anything, and to inspire Californians to go and explore their backyard too. I think that sometimes traveling far and away is enticing to people, but we have so much here to explore, and it doesn't all, you know, it's not all very costly. Even here in Gold Country, there are a lot of hidden gems to go and check out. So we always want to call upon Californians to think about those options and opportunities and the things that they haven't seen yet in our own backyard.
Angie, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Angie Pappas is with Visit California, sharing a travel forecast for the new year, as well as how important tourism is to the overall economy. Still ahead, a record-breaking number of salmon returned to the water of Poudre Creek last year. We'll learn why this once struggling waterway is continuing to show promising signs of life. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.